Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are here at the People's Health Center, 3017 Vets. We're open right now. You can come on in, have some Joe's Donuts, joesknowsfood.com. You can find out more about that. We got donuts for you here. We got World War II tickets while they last. We got Oktoberfest tickets. And we also have David Schultz, who joins us now, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing well, and I hope you're doing well today, too.
I am, sir. What's new with the government shutdown?
If I said the word nothing, that's probably about captures it at this point. A lot of posturing.
Okay.
A lot
seen
of
any movies lately?
Let's see. Good movies recently? Not really. I don't know. Nothing good comes out till Christmas now, I think, or Thanksgiving.
No, a lot of finger pointing is right. Let's talk about, first of all, are they voting at all on this? Are they bringing it up to vote? Where would it come for up to a vote? In the House, right?
Well, it would come up in the Senate at this point because the House has actually passed something. The sticking point, depending on how you define the sticking point, is that because this is subject to the filibuster rule, you need 60 votes in the Senate. And neither the Republican plan nor the Senate plan, the Democratic plan, can garner the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. So everything is really sort of sitting there at that point because you're going to need, 7 Democrats to vote with the Republicans, or you're going to need, I can't remember what the number is, about a dozen Republicans to vote with the Democrats at this point. So we're just sitting at this point. Like I said, if I just call the word finger pointing at this point, that's really what's going on.
Are we looking at maybe the longest shutdown ever? And at what point previous to this was the longest one? And what was the tipping point that caused them to get back to business?
Well, the previous longest one was during the Trump's first administration, and it was 35 days in terms of it. And what happened at that point was that the Republicans, gave in. I'm forgetting the exact details in terms of what they gave in on. But they gave in, and the Democrats could sort of claim a victory at that point. Again, I'm forgetting the exact terms and conditions here. Here, I'm thinking it's going to go beyond 35 days. I was kidding with one of my students the other day, and he was asking the same question: how long is it going to go? And I said, 35 days. And then I said, we need to check the betting lines in Las Vegas. And he said, why? And I said, there's got to be an over under on this at this point, or something like that. But I don't see anything that's going to bring it to a close within 35 days. What I'm thinking is the point where it might happen, but I don't know yet, is that since this is all about health insurance at this point and the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as people start to enroll in the or look at their enrollments, for the enrollment period for insurance this year, and across the country we're looking at I think it's probably the same thing where you are, double-digit increases in health insurance costs for this year. Maybe that's enough that starts to drive the two sides together as a bunch of people start to call the reps on both sides or the senators on both sides and say, hey, do something. So I think it's going to be something there. My guess is that the point of negotiation will be where the Republicans agree to extend the subsidies for health insurance, let's say, through the 2026 election. But that's just all conjecture and all guess on my part.
And that's what I was thinking, because if I'm the Democrats, what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, fine, we're not going to shut down the government anymore, but be aware that what's going to happen is these subsidies are going to go away, and when they do, you're going to wind up paying more, and that would coincide with the midterms, and at that point, the Republicans would own the subsidies going away and people would realize that it's hurting them. I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just saying in terms of the political strategy, that's what I would do if I were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Democrats' thoughts?
That makes sense. That makes sense on one, and I'm not disagreeing with you on one level, but the Democrats are being pushed within their party at this point to say, stand up to the Republicans, extract something now. Whether that's going to be the right political strategy, it's questionable, because we know that in general, that when the government shutdowns have occurred in the past, the party that has what's been blamed with initiating the shutdown pays a big price in the next election. And again, without taking any sides, in the last few shutdowns, the Republicans have been blamed for it. And right now, polls are suggesting that Republicans are being blamed for the shutdown too. And so that's why I'm saying it's the finger pointing, because right now the Democrats feel like they're in a good position. They can squeeze the Republicans, you know, with the shutdown. But at some point, I could see if the Republicans can message better, that maybe the blame shifts. But we're just not at that point yet. Because also, I think we're not seeing enough. It's terrible to say. There's not enough pain being inflicted upon Americans right now, because it's only a partial government shutdown. Like I said, grandma's still getting her Social Security checks. Sure, parks are not open, but most people don't care. A lot of stuff people are just not seeing on a day-to-day basis. And so at this point, I think it's a combination of not enough pain going around, and I hate to say this, but probably a lot of the public are saying, oh, got another government shutdown. What's new? What's the latest NFL score?
I think ultimately it's going to come down to who owns the increases in the health insurance because of the subsidies. It's proven that people will buy, forget the mandate, that people will buy insurance if it's affordable. So they're going to find out that the insurance is not affordable. And at that point, I think that's when the Democrats should say, look, we told you this is going to happen. And at that point, right before the midterms, they hang it on the Republicans. Again, I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying strategically, that's what I would do. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:22. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:27, we're back with David Schultz, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University. We're talking about who's going to get the blame for this government shutdown, and some airports refused to run a message that Kristi Noem recorded blaming the Democrats for this. They said it could be in violation of the Hatch Act. Explain what that is, if you would, please. What is the Hatch Act?
Okay, the Hatch Act was adopted in the late 1930s, 1940s, and was actually pushed through by Democrats to restrain Franklin Roosevelt, because they were concerned that with the buildup of the government bureaucracy, he would politicize it and send all of his people out there and go do partisan political things. So what the Hatch Act does is to make it illegal to use government property or to use government time to engage in partisan political activity. Another way of phrasing it here is that I don't think the average taxpayer wants their money being spent by the government to push a political message, especially a political message they may not agree with, or they don't want the government to be out there, let's say, campaigning for the Democrats or campaigning for the Republicans on taxpayer money. So that's what the Hatch Act does. It's supposed to politically neutralize the bureaucracy. And by running this video, there's a pretty good argument here that the government may be violating that Hatch Act because it's now using taxpayer dollars to push a political message when they shouldn't be doing that.
So if you wanted to say, you know, Kristi Noem wanted to say, I'm sorry about the government shutdown. We'll try to, TSA is working as hard as we can to keep your flights moving, blah, 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 but leave the Democrats out of it, there would be no problem there. The problem is when you blame it on the Democrats. And I think what people need to realize is the reason the Hatch Act exists is this time you might like the message, but next time your people may not be in power, so you may not like what goes on then. So you got to be careful about what precedents you establish, right?
That's exactly the case here. That's why I put it in terms of a taxpayer issue here. Do I want my taxpayer money funding a message by the government that I don't agree with? Gosh, no. Now, I still may not like the idea of Kristi Noem getting on and saying we're doing the best we can, but as politically neutral, saying that, listen, we know there's a government shutdown, there's inconvenience, we're going to do the best we can to get you through security, stuff like that. That's good public information. That's
well, and it goes with being in office, right? I mean, it's the perks of being in office. You won the election, okay, and then you're the designated appointee, so you have the right to go on and use that, and people can infer whatever they want. But when you explicitly blame one party or the other, that's where you kind of...
That's right, exactly. That's where you cross the line at that point. And again, we've got over 90 years of law regarding the Hatch Act. I could say that at one point when I worked in local government a zillion years ago, I was covered by the Hatch Act. It was great. I couldn't even go to a fundraiser under the Hatch Act at that point because I was barred under the Hatch Act, which was great because I could tell my mayor and say, God, I wish I could go, but federal law prevents me from doing this. It gives workers the capacity to say no, so they're not forced by the superiors to go do stuff that they shouldn't do.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. It is Medicare Enrollment Day on WWL at People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets near Causeway. Medicare open enrollment kicks off today. If you have questions, Medicare experts will be here all day, even right now, to help. Stop by. I'm here till 10, then it's Newell, then it's Scoot till 4. We'll love to meet you. Be right back. Right now, time for WWL First News here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.